wish I could get that. Goodbye, goodbye back. Both you in the sky still crying. Wish I
Hey y'all, this is Dave and Whitney.
Hey, we're here with Donald Jenkins, Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Amen.
The first thing I hear when I hit record is Whitney chomping on
chomp,
an apple.
Chomp, chomp,
you're welcome.
Chomp.
People are like, why do you always bring apples in a picture? Why not? I mean, I'm hungry. You don't want to see me get hangry. It's not a pretty sight.
No, please. I want you in a good mood. And honestly, I've never seen you in a bad mood. I don't know you guys like that well. By the way, talking with Dave and Whitney. Hey, how are
what's
you?
Up?
Hey, what's up? Holla, holla.
What's going on, guys?
Where do your mother?
Yeah. I know. And I'm excited for you guys to be on. Hey, by the way, to my listeners, welcome back. Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. Took a couple of weeks off.
Hey, amazing.
Vacation, CMA Fest. You artists are really hard to schedule.
Just saying.
It's okay, but hey, listen.
It's a real thing.
I know.
It's a thing.
It is a thing. But listen, we had 29 episodes already recorded, already published. And as of today, by the way, hit 10,000 downloads.
Dude.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah.
Fired up about that.
Dude, hey, we're stoked about it. We were listening to it last night. We were like,
this is what we're going to get our new single.
It is.
You're welcome. And thank
go
you.
Go back in the archives.
All at
here.
The same time.
Well, yeah, like, thank you because, you know, your songs, everybody's kind of providing to everybody, right? It's cool. And
it's like the honeybees.
Yeah. Everybody mm-hmm. kind of gives, pays forward, and at the same time, I get to say, hey, look, rest of the world, this is what I've heard for 15 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Songs on the radio and the artists, they're great. Mm-hmm. But friends and family be like, how, you know all these people? I go, you don't hear 99% of the songs that I get to hear like on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. Throw it up.
Right. And by the way, I'm a walking Tuesday. Hook. If we don't write a song, you'll have an idea to write a song by something that comes out of my mouth. So right. That's the other perk and benefit. So.
We've been told that before we met you.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Nashville's prettiest people.
Oh, see, mm-hmm. You're the first guest to bring that up.
Yeah, thank you're
you.
Welcome. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, it's not like I can talk about that by myself. So.
That'd be a little conceited.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
No, it was awesome.
Yeah, well, we know those peeps. That's why.
Oh.
The peeps who turned you in and wrote beautiful articles about mm-hmm. you.
They showed
so
us
you
the
could
magazine
get selected.
Cover.
We didn't even know that we knew you, and then we met you, and then we were like,
Wait, we've seen this guy before.
I'm like, well, yeah. That's the guy in the magazine?
Well, pretty ironic, considering the first time we did actually meet in person, we were recording a TV show, which I'm not 100% sure if this is the name of it, and if I can even talk about it, but I'm going to anyway and just ask for forgiveness later. So we called it.
Yeah, TCN.
Yeah, right.
Either way, TCN,
Network.
You're safe.
That's right.
Network.
Yeah.
And I got to host that, and it was called A Night at Whiskey Bent Saloon, and we were highlighting up-and-coming artists, and you guys walk in. I had already read your bio, seen your pictures, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, they're both gorgeous. Like, hadn't even heard you sing or anything, but I'm like.
And that's a love bro, like, romance,
yeah,
by the way, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, I respect good-looking
beautiful.
Dudes. It
beautiful
has nothing
people.
To do with... Like, I'm not hitting on you, Dave, and I wouldn't hit on you. I mean, you're married. I will respect the sanctity of marriage. But I can
right.
at least say y'all are, hey, y'all are both... I don't... Wow, I was intimidated. I'm like, I'm going to get in the middle of y'all. And I did.
And you
did, yeah.
I did.
You're
I got
like,
on stage. I'm like, I'm standing in the middle
of y'all. It's a beautiful people thing. If you can't beat them, join them.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, it happens. Come join us. We want everybody to join us.
Oh, well.
We'll hug you just with the best of them.
Had a blast, though.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that I've noticed about y'all and other people say about y'all without, we've hung out a couple of times, but Richard, our mutual friend Richard, goes, every room they come in, they both dance. They dance into every room you go in. And it's a true statement. Except for when you just came up the stairs.
All this energy.
I'm not even a dancer. Whitney's really the dancer. I just...
Really? Yeah, really. I'm like, come on, Dave. Do a little two-stepping in here with me.
Well,
come on.
I wasn't going to say anything, but Whitney's always in front. And Dave, you're kind of pulling the rear. But you're kind of following, you know. But either way, you both
He's done so good over the years.
Yeah.
He's been trained.
Oh, well, a little skipping your step. I like
but,
it.
But anyways,
I didn't
thank
even
you.
Know I could dance.
Thanks for all the sweet compliments. Looks, dance moves. What can we say?
And just all around good people. But either way, glad you're here. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks,
we're honored.
Yeah.
We're glad to finally hit up with you, chat with you, be here. Thanks to Richard and everybody else.
I know.
Just
and I'm excited to hear you guys
Monday,
sing.
Monday afternoon hang here.
Right. This is what you do. By the way, this is what you do in Nashville.
I have a pretty good job.
And I'm about to eat a bite of apple.
I know you are. About, if anybody wants to know what that noise, it's apple.
We got a whole bag
it's
of,
almost done.
Of groceries.
Yeah,
here.
We'll,
cool.
we'll share. We brought our cooler and everything.
I've already eaten, but thank you.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome.
So I want to know, I know more than the rest of, well, I don't know. I think a lot of people already know who you are, but I want to ask some questions maybe about like your story. And yeah, then maybe a few more questions that I get to ask all my guests. But I'll be honest, this is my first duet. So a little
tag team back again.
Little husband-wife duet. So normally when I'm just asking one person, this is a little bit different. And so forgive me, I may feel like I'm at like an engagement party or something. So I'm like, the reason I say that, I'm totally going to ask those questions like,
oh my goodness,
what is the best part about? And you have to like hold the shoe up if you know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even know or whatever. So
yeah, whatever the shoe game is.
That's right. So some of the questions that I would normally just ask Dave, now I'm going to ask Dave about Whitney, and then we'll see how well.
And hopefully I'll be very polite and patient and let Dave answer his own.
Shoot.
And like I've done before.
What do you think, Dave?
We're going to see how it goes, because
if you really knew Whitney, you would know she always answers for me.
By the way, Dave, oh yeah, his favorite color? Oh yeah. Oh, right. Favorite food? Oh, you should just ask me.
Right. Yeah.
Just ask
Dave, Whitney. Tell you what, why don't you come back when we hit the song? Okay. Me and Whitney got this
you
whole
get,
episode.
You got the talking part?
We got the rest of it.
We're just going to go play my guitar in the corner.
No, just kidding. He's important. He gets to talk. He gets to say his own story.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, Dave and Whitney, as the artist, were y'all artist first individually, or were you like boyfriend and girlfriend first? I don't know. Tell me this.
Right.
How,
yeah,
how did it start?
Great question.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we were both artists before. I'll answer for Whitney.
Perfect. He's
she sang at church growing up, and that was a huge passion of hers. And they invited her to sing at fairs and festivals and funerals and graduation parties and really family oriented kind of stuff. And I did some of that stuff, but I was more like touring, playing at college campuses.
He was on a bigger level. I was just local community stuff.
That's all right.
Hometown. Yeah.
So when we met, we were actually on a vacation, not really trying to think about music, but kind of scouting out some places to play. And we were all the way in Florida, and we're both from Indiana. So it was kind of like, whoa, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Y'all didn't know each other at all. Y'all met in Florida.
We met in Florida.
Yeah. Grew up literally just miles apart, 20 miles.
And then the world stopped.
This gives me hope. Let me tell you why. I'm the Southern boy who is, you know, older. I'm not going to say my age, but no.
Yeah, you're so old.
Well, let's be honest.
Gosh.
But from a Southern standpoint, like I'm old considering I've never been married, no kids. And so like I'm the pink elephant in the room. I walk in and everybody just goes, you know, it's like this weird question mark look on your face.
Right. But they don't know that you're the prettiest people.
It's not Nashville. All right, we need to specify. It's not prettiest people, first of all.
It's the most handsome people in Nashville.
No, that's not true, actually.
It's the most. I'm just kidding. It's talking about the heart and soul.
I hope so.
And also by physical looks.
I don't know what all parameters go into it, but it's not just like single bachelor looks. I think it takes the whole picture, hopefully.
Yeah.
Very honored, honestly, to be. And
I was going to say, either way, you should be honored because they selected you.
Absolutely.
Whatever the
most well-rounded.
Hopefully that's...
Well-rounded.
Jack of all trades.
Yes. I was going to say that. You took the words out of my mouth.
Well, I'm trying to get good at like one specific thing and be like master it, you know, instead of just kind of, you know, at all.
Kind of okay at something.
You know what I've realized I'm really good at?
What?
Talking.
You got it.
Right. That's your
like I can't
your best.
Sing.
It's
I have the passion for music. I just can't sing. So there's goes that. But I can talk.
So colorful. Colorful character, colorful personality. It just happens. Yeah. It's a thing.
I know. But I still want to sing. I do. I just want to be able to belt and I can't.
And I...
You don't know what that feels like. You can pity me all you want, but like you have no idea what it's like to want to like take a deep breath. And
you're like, I only sing in the shower.
I will say this. My papa was a minister of music in a Southern Baptist church in Georgia. And
oh, cool.
Wow.
His thing, what he always used to say.
Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
See, you can get some gospel.
Right.
Up in there. I'll bring out the handkerchief, start patting the forehead, sweating, and we'll do this.
Hey, it'd be awesome.
But he always used to say, he would say, you know, God made the crows and the canaries, and he loves to hear both of them. So,
right.
Yeah, it was like,
having us a revival right. already.
That's right.
Taking us to the revival.
That's awesome. So you met all on the beach in Florida, even though you only live 20 miles apart. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who approached who? Who said hi first?
I don't know who did.
It was kind of like a mutual meeting. Well,
it was. This was a divine intervention. I like bumped into it, and like, yeah, it was like music started time. Playing. Oh wow.
Well, our friend, our mutual friends, did introduce us to each other. So I mean, it wasn't purely like we bumped into each other on the street.
Gotcha.
No.
I oftentimes think that they played Matchmaker, and I'm going to send them something someday for it.
Well, they did well.
They did well. Awesome. Yeah.
They were great.
And right. So there was chemistry, and, you know, y'all ended up, at what point were y'all like, you know, we both can sing, we both can play, let's.
This is so funny.
January.
That was the first time that I ever knew that I could dance, and I still can't really dance, but we went out and. Oh, we just started dancing, and then my feet were like moving, and I don't know how it happened. Like, I just lost control, and
one foot then the other, two yeah. stepping in.
She was leading.
I don't know what happened. All I know is I was dancing.
That's awesome.
He was dancing.
If I try to think about it though, I can't dance.
And
I
never
no
heard
way.
Dave perform yeah. ever, sing, play, whatever.
So the band actually that was playing that night invited me up, and they were playing something. I think it was like. A Bob Seger song or something, just okay, random. And Whitney went to the restroom.
I was in the bathroom when they called him up.
No.
And but there was a line, of course, ladies. Always a line of the ladies.
Right.
And so all of a sudden I hear like him over the speakers. And I'm like, now what do I do? Like, do I pee my pants? Do I jump out of line? I'm almost there now. What do I do?
Well, at least he was over the speakers. I thought like maybe she would just have missed it the whole time. And you're well, over there still trying to tune for 20 minutes because well, you know she's in the bathroom. Right. You're like, she's not coming back. And you keep stalling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so they were like, Dave just played. I'm like, I was in the bathroom. They're like, everybody was like, you were in the bathroom. I'm like, I didn't see him. Like he was in. And I'm like, I heard like.
For the intercom, though, it wasn't the same guy, but I didn't realize it was Dave when I was in there.
Wow. I just had something go through my microphone that sounded really weird. Anyway, well, that's cool. So did you say, all right, well, somebody call me up on stage? Like, did you have to, like, go after him? He's like, wait, he's going to get on stage. I'm going to get on stage.
I'm going to go on stage. No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, that only happens when we're working out. Like, we can't not work out together. Like, we have to work out together. Otherwise, we're like, well, you spent time working out that I didn't get to. Like,
okay,
we do the same thing. Like,
I am just waiting for it. Any moment in time, as soon as that apple's done, we're going to get some triceps push-ups. Or push-ups.
Tricep dips.
The other night, we're out. And Whitney is on. Yeah, that's it. Oh, God. This is a podcast, guys. Nobody can see
what's going on. Can you see us down here? Yep. Okay, yeah. One and two. Working those tries, guys. Oh, other leg switch.
Yeah, this is what happens. Them up. Both of them. They're doing. they call this tricep extensions.
Hey, you gotta work for stuff. You know, it's like it's all the way back to that. You have to. It's like a reward.
Yeah,
you gotta work for what you're getting, whether it be your apple.
Sure.
You know, or your new guitar. You have to.
That's all I gotta do. Push-ups.
Yeah. Well. I'm not saying that what you're saying is not true. What I'm saying is, like, it just caught me off guard. When okay. We're in a public place. Everybody's hanging out, having a good time, listening to artists. I look to my left, and Whitney's doing tricep extensions on her chair. And I'm like, whoa.
They're like, so, by the way, is she always this outgoing and energetic? Outgoing?
That's funny. And I saw the video that you posted, that little, I guess they call it, is it boomerang?
Oh, yeah, boomerang.
Yeah.
I had to download that.
A little dance off.
Yeah, you did. I was in the background.
Yeah, you were. We had our audience. Yeah. And I almost tagged the audience and said, nothing but our pure audience. Hey, how you doing, buddy? We got a guest over here.
Live audience now.
Live audience.
I hope y'all don't mind. I'm inviting friends. And
okay, perfect. Hey, come on in. Hey, yeah, we're good. Eating an apple. Doing tricep dips.
Yeah.
Doing an interview. We're doing it all.
And we'd love to say that this was a performance. It's not. This is actually how they are all the time. Yeah. This is not.
Yeah. Like, oh, like they're putting on a show for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is real.
No.
Yeah. This is so reality. Love lives in reality, okay?
Oh, gosh. So we could talk about this for hours. I'm trying to keep this to around 30 minutes, though.
Okay. Okay, so we'll let you get back to the questions.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know where to go from there. All right, so you now know that, look, stars, butterflies, first time you met, it just seems to work, right? Now you know he can sing, but now let's get into like you guys becoming a group. How did that happen?
Well, Whitney was working. This totally switched around from the way it normally is. Like, I'm answering for Whitney, and
that's what I do. I get people outside their comfort zone, right?
Oh,
welcome.
This is not your normal.
So Whitney had her normal, you know, 9-to-5 job, and she was waking up wee hours of the morning to go to it and staying out wee hours of the night and singing in clubs and stuff. And one day we were like, okay, well, what's our purpose? Like, what are we doing? Like, she's so good at helping people, and the job that she was doing was helping people. But we asked, can we help people on a bigger level? And that's how it started. She put her 2 weeks' notice in, and we went on our first 40-day road trip.
True story.
Saw 32 states, played some music, saw everything. And we went up Pacific Coast Highway, US, Yellowstone.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Texas to Rhode
Were y'all
Island.
Singing originals? Were y'all, what was your, at the time when you first started? I know you're writing and have your own songs now, but like when you first started.
So at that time, we were paying the bills. We were playing cover shows. We were more entertainers than we were songwriters.
Ooh, something's got me.
What happened? You got a sneeze?
You got a candle or a plug-in or something going?
I don't know. Did it just now hit you? You've been here for like an hour.
Yeah, got me. Eyes are watering. I'm congested.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Allergic reaction.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We'll have to go get the nasal spray for that one, peeps. This okay,
is
we're
a
back.
New, this is a new thing, and it goes very fast. It's like as soon as she smells something, her whole head just clogs up.
Oh, geez. That's not good on stage either, so hopefully everything smells right.
I can't do perfumes, lotions, nothing now. Like
people come up with strong
I can hug
perfume,
somebody and they got perfume or cologne on, man or woman. I'm like, oh, I have to go take my stuff.
Yeah.
I do it even prior, but.
Puts you in a bubble now.
It does. Yeah.
I love your purpose for Nashville Hits Collecting Dust, exposing all the great songs.
Thank you, man. That's so awesome. Cool. It is fun, first of all. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, this is fun, right?
Yeah, this is super fun.
Well, it's fun for me anyway. How's that? It's fun, and also I think I just have such a respect for you guys and what you do.
Awesome.
Oh, good.
Not just the talent, but y'all have to create products like every day. I always say it's the purest entrepreneur culture because as a business person, like you can find a product, a service, and then most of your time is just figuring out how to sell that one or two things, right?
Yeah, right on.
But not writers. No. Writers will like create maybe a perfect product one day and then wake up the next day and go, well, gotta do it again.
Gotta do it again.
Another song.
Right? And so you're always creating new products every day, and that is a career. So that is a pure entrepreneur culture, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And for those that can't see, I'm just putting my lips on so I continue talking.
No, yeah. I do have video footage, so I have evidence.
Yeah,
it's just
bit.
Not going to be actually on this podcast.
You can't talk without your lips. Girl.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. I tell you what, I'd love for you guys to come back. I have other questions that I ask every guest, but kind of what I want to do now is just kind of get that background story of who you are and how y'all started. And then if you could, well, in the nature of Nashville Hits Collecting Dust is maybe tell us about one of your favorite songs that you've written and set it up for us.
We can do that.
And then sing it, like tell the story of how, when, where, and then just like rock it out. Yeah. You good with that?
That's so it's good easy. With that, yeah.
That's awesome.
We can do that part.
So what's your favorite? You tell me. Is this something y'all have to like paper, rock, scissors over? Or do y'all have like a mutual favorite? Is it all about, well, what's the atmosphere? What's going on?
Well, right now we actually have a mutual favorite.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we're young writers, so there's not a bunch to select from right now. So it's definitely one of our favorites. Right.
Do y'all mainly just write together or do y'all co-write with other writers?
No, we co-write all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
we wanted to continue to co-write with more and more and new.
That way we get ourselves outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, the songs that we write weren't what we were going to write that day, but getting somebody else in the room, it's like it turns it into a different song.
Hey, whole nother brain's amazing.
It is, isn't it? And
yeah, it's like ping pong. You're like bouncing stuff back and forth.
It's also very, when I talk to most writers, it's also like very vulnerable too. It's,
yeah.
There's another person in here that I'm going to like share my ideas with that I'm not 100% sure if it's good or not.
Because
I tried to do, I'm a writer when it comes to like content, when it comes to something like this.
Yeah.
But then ask me to write a song and I lock up. Yeah. I'm like, wait, no. Yeah, there's feelings attached to that.
Welcome to a lot of songwriters.
Yeah.
First ever like start of writing songs because you go in there and you're like,
that's
you feel
a super
intimidated.
Big fear. Like,
yeah,
you have to get over that. It's, and sometimes it's hard.
The last song, right, we just did, I was like, popping lyrics everywhere. But then before, maybe like the one before that, I was like,
right.
Okay, that was stupid. Just kidding. You know, so it's like it just depends.
And
like
experience levels of people in the room too, or like they either make you open up or they make you close up.
Right.
Yeah, comfort.
Yeah.
Comfort, yeah, you got sure. Like your comfort zone. Like it's still good to go outside your comfort zone to learn how to build and become a better writer. But at the same time, you got to be sitting in a room with someone that you don't feel intimidated by. That in a way you do, but in a way you don't.
Right.
Just enough so it brings out the best in you.
Yeah, just enough so that you grow. You have growth. But not to the point to where you feel like you're just a big dummy. Like
that's why you got to do it every day, because you don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, hello there, dummy. Guess I won't be going back there. Good try. Good swing.
Yeah. Corey Crowder put it this way. I'm going to censor it a little bit. But he was like, you got to just dare to suck.
Dare to suck. Yeah.
You know, he used another word. But it was funny, because what he said was, he goes, actually, what you say actually may suck.
Yeah.
But it may trigger something in somebody else in the room's head.
And then they can spin it.
I love that little piece of the
idea. And you got it out,
idea.
So like, right. It's no longer lingering in your
head. And
so
therefore
anymore.
You didn't stink so bad after all.
That's right.
I had a smidgen of the idea, and then he just built on it.
That's awesome. Well, what is this mutual favorite?
All right, it's called Goodbye Back.
How was this? Can you have a story on like how it was written?
He said it like we was about to sing it, but what he meant to say was, it's called Goodbye Back.
Oh,
and the story goes like this.
That's funny.
So we wrote it with a guy named Steve Virginia here in town, and he's with what?
He's with Brother Virginia.
Yeah.
He actually did our artwork for our album. He does a lot of artworks for people's albums. He actually did Jason Aldean's first album.
Wow.
And like, I don't know. He told us all the other ones that he did, but
yeah, he's amazing.
So that's how
he's a great guy.
That's how we actually met him, and we ended up getting in a songwriting room with him and
wrote that song "Goodbye Back." And so then, what was your question?
I was like, no question.
Oh, just kidding. And so from there, he was going to put it out. And then we started playing it out, and we were talking to him. He was like, yeah, guys, y'all need to just start playing that out. So we had such amazing feedback from it everywhere we went. Like, there's not a show we go to and don't play Goodbye Back. And people are like, wow, like, you have something there. Like, that's a great song.
In this writing room, did you start with, like, that hook, that title?
Yep.
And then y'all just went from there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This time it was exactly that way.
Yeah, he wanted to get that goodbye back for someone because he should have never let her go. And sometimes you never know how really green your grass is, you know, until your grass is brown.
Right.
And then you're like, wow, I actually had it pretty good because now my grass has been brown for 6 years.
Now your grass sucks.
Yes, such as Corey says, it sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story. And I think something, obviously, it's one of those things I think all of us can relate to.
Yeah.
At some point in our life.
We've all had that moment, like, I should have never let her get in the car. I should have never let him, you know, say goodbye. I should have never let him get on that plane.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. Train, metro, whatever.
And I guess it was fresh in his mind. He came up with a title, and everyone else, y'all went into your own, like, personal experiences and stories. And before you know it, we have a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's all based on, like, true feelings and true... True things that every writer had maybe experienced in the past.
Yeah.
At some sort, like, I don't know, some shape or form.
Well, will y'all play it for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we sure will. Okay, so this is Goodbye Back right here on Hits Collecting Dust here in Nashville, Tennessee. We are David Whitney. Did you like all my plugs?
Feet summer eve, sitting there on the railroad tracks. First kiss, there's nothing like that. Thought we loved till we're 83. Rocking chairs on the porch out back. I swore we would never lose that. Well, then the autumn swept in. I didn't think we would end. But I kissed you goodbye that night. Wish I could get that goodbye, goodbye back. Both you in the sky still crying. Wish I knew what I had. We were loving like summertime. Dripping sweat and flying. relive what we had. To get that goodbye back. Then I saw that wedding band. I knew it would never be the same. Now he's holding you like I used to. Wish I could get that goodbye, goodbye back. Both you and the sky still crying. Wish I knew what I had. And we were loving life summertime. Dripping sweat and dying, I wish I could relive what we had.
Wow, that's pretty good. Are you kidding me? I freaking love that song. It might actually be one of my new favorites right now. I heard that. Y'all played it the other night randomly.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah,
like, we were just out. And,
yeah. And then it turned into open mic night.
Right. And then it
was
like,
by the way, get up there and do six songs. We're like, we know two.
Yeah. I was like, no, wait a second.
But that was the first one y'all played. And I was like, yeah. That's one of those songs that, like, when it kind of propelled me to start this, to go, how is that not a hit? Like, I feel like everybody needs to hear that song, yeah, right?
Thank you.
Because it's that good.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
And y'all get surely great feedback every time y'all play that.
It's one of those tempo songs. It's upbeat, so it makes you feel good without you even knowing why. And then you can relate to the story as well.
Yeah.
So the music and lyrics are like...
Right.
Relatable.
And sometimes those goodbye backs get you to where you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like... And it's amazing to learn from them, and then you actually appreciate where you're at right now in life, because you, at one point you thought like you wanted to get that goodbye back.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, now I know why I wanted that goodbye back and why it all happened though the way that it did.
Right.
It's like all the songs that people write, they if you put them in order, they like tell a huge story, like goodbye back, but then God bless the broken road.
Yeah. And honestly, it's why I think songs, some are timeless, because at the end of the day, I think it depends on what season of life you're in.
Absolutely.
The song does different things, right?
It becomes the soundtrack of your life.
Absolutely.
That's my jam.
That's your jam.
Play it again.
Songs in the key of life.
Right? Hey, and so not only is the song great, the beat, everything's great, but y'all's voices together, phenomenal. It really is.
Thanks.
Y'all just
sounds
so good.
All that chemistry.
Oh, shoot fire.
Did you see me dripping sweat and flying high?
Superwoman.
It's powerful, though. It really is. And one of those things that, like, you can't help but stop and listen. Hey. Saw it the other night. It was open mic night. You know as well as I do. People would be on stage in Nashville all day long, and there'd be people up there playing, and people could still be talking and just do their thing, right?
Yeah,
then you have that one song or that one artist or that one writer they play, and everybody just...
Boom.
Right.
And that's kind of like what you
That's really nice, man. Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
That was awesome. Appreciate that. And I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited, obviously, to watch all of you guys that come on, because I know like the gift is the journey. And there is so far that y'all have to go, and it's fun, right? I hope y'all have fun. It's fun for me.
Yeah, it is. It is so much fun.
We talk about that so much. We're like, all we got to do is stay persistent and like enjoy this time, this journey. Yeah, a lot of people.
It's an adventure. You got to be persistent, consistent every day, and you got to take each and every day as an adventure, and it's a journey that you're blessed and honored to be on.
Yeah.
You've been selected to do this, so do your job and do it right.
Should write a book. Yeah. Crap.
Yeah, please let me. Please
no,
let me.
No, please don't. I'm actually going to write the book for all of it.
Okay. So, well, let
y'all
you
just sing. Will y'all let me have
okay.
something?
Can I have something, please? All right, all right. Do you really have to be the masters of all of
everything?
It?
Thank you.
Right. All right yeah. Okay, we'll let you have the book.
That's awesome.
We'll just
thank
keep
y'all so much for coming on. It was a phenomenal song. How can our listeners find you? What's the best way?
Perfect.
DaveandWhitney.com.
Like, that's our website. It's kind of like the hub for everything. So you can
social media is...
connect to all the social medias from there.
Facebook,
or
Instagram, Twitter. It's all like Dave and Whitney or D and W Music.
Okay.
Yes, that's it. Sometimes like a mouthful, like for people to, like, without seeing it.
But if all I have to really do is find you once, follow you, and then they just know.
Then it's good.
Right. Then they just know. So just look up Dave and A and D, like not the symbol, all letters.
Well, highly recommend to you guys, if y'all ever get a chance to go see Dave and Whitney, do it.
10,000 followers today.
Whoop, whoop. Well, 10,000 downloads today.
10,000 downloads
on
today.
On the podcast for Nashville Hits Collecting Dust, which That's is kind of strange considering I don't really know when this is going to be published. So say it today as in this episode may be published. Like, actually, I'm probably going to publish it tomorrow, so we're good. Yeah.
Perfect.
So
either
we are
way, it's
up,
exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you think?
Hey, will y'all do me a favor and like come back sometime? I have more questions. We could talk for 4 hours, but I'm just thinking, you know, everybody's attention span's only probably going to give us 20, 30 minutes.
So this is going to be like D&W part two.
Part two. When you come back, I'm getting into more some really fun questions, and then obviously play another one of your really favorite songs, your hits that are collecting dust.
Maybe we'll have written another hit by then.
You know what? I have a feeling you will have more hits. And the cool part about this is I'm getting a lot of great feedback, but, you know, from artists and writers that are, you know, building relationships with other guests, you know, to write songs.
Amazing.
They're
That's
hearing cool. songs. They're like, you know, hey,
call us, Corey.
Right?
Or we'll call you.
right?
Gosh. So
killer
that's
songs.
Amazing. We listened to some of them, and so that was one of them that we listened to was Corey.
Yeah, very cool. Well, hey, thanks for coming in. And guys, follow me as well to not miss an episode. All my social media is Donald S. Jenkins, and you can email me at hitscollectingdust.
And they're about to see a picture being posted.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's about to go down.
Good. Follow me, follow them, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much.
Toodles. Bye-bye.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.